Oh, hello. You're out late. What do you mean? We're just out for a swim. You act as if you have never seen someone in the water before. Your accent. You're not from here, are you? Where are you from, then? How interesting. I've read a book about your country once. It was very long ago, though. I should visit sometime. I'm not sure that would be entirely possible. Oh, it's nothing. Just, I think I belong here. But you don't. Why don't you come closer? Standing all the way over there like that, it must be uncomfortable. I'd love to chat more. Just here. Sit down. No, come on now. What do you think will happen? It's just water. I won't bite. Besides, it'd be much easier to talk to you this way. Or do you have to be elsewhere? There. Isn't that better? Now I can see your handsome face. So, what are you doing out here in these lands? Ah? So you're staying with the Ozerov family. And I can see you've had quite a nice time at the bar, huh? You shouldn't have drunk this much, you know. These areas, they can be dangerous. The forests here are deep and old. Travelers often get lost. Or worse. They wander too far. And by the time they realize, the path is gone. You're lucky you got out of that forest when you did. Lucky you found my friends and I before he found you. Who is he? You don't know about the Leshy? Oh, you poor thing. Nobody taught you. No one taught you about the true master of the forest. Not a man. Not an animal. Something else entirely. He can change his shape when he wants to. Sometimes he looks like a tall giant, his face hidden beneath the shade of the trees. Sometimes he is a beast, all fur and twisted limbs, waiting for you just beyond the light. But sometimes, he doesn't need to be a monster at all. He could look like a man. A simple farmer, standing at the tree line, his hands dirtied from the earth. Or the most beautiful woman you have ever seen, attempting to seduce and lure you deeper into the woods. It could even be someone you once loved. A mother, a father, a sister, a lover, watching you, calling your name. But the worst might well be when he doesn't have any form at all. When he is only a whisper in the leaves. A laughter in the wind. You should never let him get too close. Because by the time you realize something isn't right, it will already be too late. Oh, but don't look so frightened. You don't have to worry. My friends and I will be keeping you safe from now on. Relax. Here. Why don't you edge a bit closer to the water? And at least take your boots off. I promise the water is wonderful tonight. Yes. Just a bit more. Perfect. Let me help you with your boots. There you go. Oh, you poor feet. They must be so sore from walking these rough roads. Allow me to rub your feet a little. Oh, you twitched. You are ticklish. Oh, that's adorable. Shh. Don't pull away. Just relax. I'll just rub your legs instead. So, are you married? I don't see a ring on your finger. You're not? And why is that? You're certainly handsome enough. No, I see. Well, if my fiancé left me for another in such a fashion, I wouldn't want to talk about them either. That must have hurt. But you know, I can help you with your pain. I know we just met, but you don't have to be alone anymore. You could stay here with me. I could take care of you. I could make you forget everything. Wouldn't that be nice? You wouldn't have to think about anything at all. I can make you feel good. All your worry will melt away and give way to eternal comfort. What am I doing? What do you think I'm doing, silly? I know this is what you want. Look at how hard you are already. Oh, yes. Shh, just relax. No need to pretend me stroking you doesn't feel nice. You have probably never seen such a beautiful woman as me and my friends before, have you? You were so mesmerized by us from the start that you didn't even question anything that much. And now that I have my hand wrapped around your shaft, it feels too good to question, doesn't it? Yes, that's it. You wanted me to do this from the very moment you saw me, didn't you? Was it this perfect skin? Oh, my beautiful hair? Or was it my gorgeous body under the sheer white dress? You would like me to take it off so you can see these breasts better, huh? There. That's much better now. Here. Squeeze them. Do they feel good? Yes, I know they do. Just relax now while I take care of you with my mouth. I'll start by kissing your thigh. Mm. been so long since I felt such warm skin against my lips. I've been waiting for you for so long. You were so perfect. And your cock, it feels so good in my hand, stroking it up and down. And I can just tell it would feel so much better in my mouth. I just want to. Kiss it and suck it. Fuck. So fucking good. And just let go. You need it. You need me. And you love this pleasure so fucking much. Now tell me how much you love this. Tell me. Bone for me. Oh, good. So much better. I knew you would love it. Fuck. Oh, so good. I bet your little fiancé was never this good for you, I need you to be mine. Tell me. Tell me you're mine. I said stop moaning and tell me you belong to me. Yes. Yes. Say it again. Your cock. Nobody would belong to me. Your soul. I want it to. Tell me and I'll make you come. Yes. Here. Come for me with my hand around your cock. Are you on the edge? Good. Don't hold out. I want your cum. I want you. So easy. I knew I could have you right from the moment I saw your approach. You're not like the others. Yes. Come for me. Come for me, sweet thing. Come on. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, come, my sweet boy. Come. Come. Oh, come. Oh, come. That's it. Oh. I'm glad I could do that for you. You look so much more relaxed now. You should come into the water now to clean up. What? What do you mean? You should probably leave now. You cannot just leave. You think you can use me and just get up and leave? No. You belong here now. I said, get in the water. Stop struggling. You won't win. Stop. You're mine now. All mine. with the men I've drowned lately. But then you come along tonight. I was not expecting a visitor. The villagers have been warning everyone not to get too close to the lake lately. But I guess not you. I should thank them sometime. You're so beautiful. So warm. I know I had to have you. And now? I do. Be quick about it. I promise. It will be agonizing at first, like fire flooding your lungs, filling every empty space inside you. But you must remember that I'm doing this for your own good. You'll live in eternal bliss and be together forever. And you won't have to worry